Can you hear me?
What happened?
You nearly died. Your brain was almost out of oxygen. You'll be seeing black spots for the next few days. The rest of your senses will recover naturally.
Did it work? Did they come?
No, Mr. Walker. There was no visitation. I waited as long as I could, but finally, I had to revive you. They seem to have repaired the damage done by the bullet. How did you get in here?
I go where Grace goes. I've been charged to protect her.
Have you? You can't even protect yourself. They may have given you speech, Pepper. Even a parrot can be taught to mimic. But did they give you the capacity to think? I sincerely doubt it. Tell me, Polly, what did they put inside her?
I won't tell you anything.
If you're not going to tell me, then I'll just have to find out for myself, won't I?
X-rays will harm the life growing inside of her.
That's a chance I'm willing to take.
Stupid man. You think they'd allow you to continue your barbaric practice? She's protected. Your X-rays won't penetrate her body. You'll see nothing. Oh, but they've been watching you. You think you're like them with your clumsy experiments. But they laugh at you, Dr. Arden. They make jokes. Here's a good one. Knock, knock. Who's there? Arden. Arden, who? Arden, he's a quack. We'd make a better duck.
Well, taking X-rays won't work. Perhaps more invasive observation will. I think her condition calls for an emergency C-section, don't you?
You can't do that.
Watch me.
Dr. Arden, you still see me as microcephalic?
No one takes a pinhead seriously. When my sister's husband drowned her baby and sliced his ears off, he told everyone I did it. They tied me up and paraded me in front of the judge. He took one look at the shape of my head, and I was locked up for good. That's how it works with us freaks. We get blamed for everything. But if something happens to Grace in here, and she's harmed in any way, there won't be anyone else to blame. They'll take you, open up your head, and stir your brain with a fork. And when you return, you'll experience firsthand how people treat us freaks. I'll take care of Grace. Why don't you go to your whore nun? Have her soothe your deflated ego.
Haunted by the idea that Lee Emerson is still alive.
Believe me, Monsignor. Finding Lee Emerson is a top priority. They're searching for him in 5 different states. It's a huge manhunt.
I'm filled with remorse at my blindness about him.
You are not to blame. I'll be sleeping right there if you need something during the night.
Have you come for me? Why are you here?
You have more work to do. The devil lives at Briarcliff, and your favorite young nun. You must cast her out.
I'm too weak.
God will help you.
She'll know.
Guard your thoughts. Use your rosary. Each bead is his name. This is your moment, Timothy.
Thank you for everything, sister.
I'll be back later. I have to oversee a delivery. Exciting new things are happening around here. To make. As most of you know, recently our beloved recording of Dominique was smashed to pieces by someone who shall remain nameless. In fact, I'll just call her patient number G2573. But rather than allow one bitter woman's actions ruin things for everyone, I've decided to take this opportunity to bring Briarcliff into the 20th century. I dug into our rainy day fund and bought this beautiful used jukebox. I'm sure there's something in there that can appeal to everyone's taste.
Candles? Type of candle?
No, Gerard. It's not a cigarette machine. It's a great big music box! And for our maiden number, I would like to dedicate this one to our newest resident, patient number G2573, Miss Judy Martin. Enjoy.
That's your name? Judy Martin?
Not at all.
Well, just not mercy.
I'm going to spell on you. Put your mind. Stop the things you do. Watch out! I
land! How'd you get out?
Well, 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 well. Isn't this pleasant, the three of us sitting around like civilized people?
It's a wise move. I was about to bash your face in.
I know you were. I admire your pluck. It's a quality I hope you pass on to our child. Oh, she didn't tell you either? Her attempts to self-abort proved fruitless. Her baby's strong and a survivor. He's the only thing that's keeping you alive right now. As long as he's growing inside of your womb, you're safe.
Then what happens? You murder me?
No. We'll have to keep you around to breastfeed that baby for at least the first year. The health benefits are myriad.
You are one sick twist.
And you're a wanted man. I wonder if they're offering a reward.
Find out, turn me in.
You'd like that, wouldn't you? Go to the police and your legally obtained taped confession goes with you. We can discuss that and other issues tomorrow when we resume your treatment.
That's right. Sister Mary Eunice has offered me a full-time position here at Briarcliff.
She's a remarkably forward-thinking administrator for a nun and surprisingly adept at untying slipknots.
Everybody open out now! Open those doors. Get out here. Open your door.
Room search, ladies. We find a cube search charges on it.
You're mocking me.
I don't have time to mock you, Judy. I have work to do. A lot of work, given your epic failure here. You gave him a job.
God!
Dr. Thredson is on the cutting edge of psychiatric medicine. We need a guy like him around here to whip this place into shape.
Yeah, well, he's here for me. And you know it. And when he murders me, which he will, you will be responsible.
Quite the contrary, Miss Winters. Dr. Thredson is concerned for you. And for your unborn child. Take her to hydrotherapy. Strip her down and boil her for 20 minutes.
No!
Anyone else have a bone to pick with me?
I do.
I bet you do, Judy.
Let's have a look in your room.
Fine, there's nothing in there. Judy, Judy, Judy. Did you steal this from the kitchen? I bet you got the idea from Shelley.
Very funny.
What do you think about the Monsignor?
Wildly.
This is awkward for me, given our prior relationship. But I can't have you diddling yourself all night long.
So punish me.
No, God damn you, let me go! This is Satanism!
Quite the contrary. You've exhibited clear-cut signs of manic depression, for which electroshock therapy is the prescribed treatment.
Yeah. Look at Miss Winters. It completely cured her gynophilia.
I know somewhere in there you can hear me. This is wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. You know. It's wrong.
Oh, Jude. I'm going to burn those bad memories right out. That runaway groom. Those drunken blackouts. All of it gone in a wisp of steam.
She's right, you know. Most patients experience a sense of euphoria after the treatment.
May I, doctor?
Yes, you may. No higher than 50%.
She's one tough cookie. She may need a little extra. You deserve to be canonized. These marks befit a future saint like you.
Aren't you one of the spirit now attacking the servant of God? To obey me to the letter, I who am the minister of God.
Good one, Father. You want to hear mine? There was a priest, the dirty beast, whose name was Alexander. His mighty dick was inches thick. He called it Salamander.
In Jesus' name.
Is yours inches thick? Father.
Stop it. Please.
Your body disagrees with you.
It took a vow.
You don't say that with much conviction.
Please. Don't do this to me. Judge me. Everything to me.
It's okay. We're like Adam and Eve, two innocent children discovering each other's bodies for the first time. This is your first time, isn't it?
Yes. I gave my body to be fresh.
What has he given to you? Oh, come on. Don't you want to feel what it's like? At least once. Before you die. Does it feel like a warm, wet hug?
God, no.
Are you sure?
Yes. No. Oh.
No, no. No, don't do it. Don't do it yet.
God.
like they turned the juice up extra high. Why doesn't it make me feel any better? It's me, Lana. Lana Banana. Do you know your name?
Fading Hans, that's unusual, isn't it?
I asked you not to call me that.
Oh, Hans. It's just us here, after all.
There is no us.
Don't tell me you're jealous. He didn't mean anything to me.
That I believe.
You know what I was thinking? Wouldn't it be fun and therapeutically beneficial if we gave her a transorbital lobotomy? Thick skull open like a walnut.
No.
Why not?
Because you wish it. The experiment is over.
Tantrum, Arthur.
So forced.
finita la commedia. You have no idea what it means to have lost you. Pity on me.
Everyone, I'd like you all to stop what you're doing and go to the common room.
Hang up your aprons and line up over here. We'll all go together.
Jude, will you remain here, please? The medication they give you is strong, I know. It affects your motor skills. Here. Take your loaf and push it with the heel of your hand. Like this. Oh, I'm all right. At least my hands are all right. I came to talk to you. It seems I don't know who else I can unburden myself to. You've always been a loyal and honest friend. You've always had the gift of moral clarity. I owe you an apology, Jude. More than an apology, there are no words for my regret. The devil lives inside Sister Mary Eunice. You were right. I tried to cast it out, but I failed. I knew that was an epic failure. She'll destroy everything. Why didn't I listen to you? Why was I so stubborn? She's destroyed you. And now she's destroyed me. My virtue is gone, Jude. She took it from me. Violated me. Tried to resist. Nowhere else to turn. I'm struggling with whether I should renounce my vows. I need your counsel. Should I confess and walk away from my beloved church and our dream? What should I do? Kill her.
And have Kit Walker brought to my office at 3:00 today?
Yes, Doctor.
Oh, and I think for this session we'll want to secure him in a straitjacket.
Will do.
That's Dr. Arden's office around the corner.
Thank you, Carl. I can take it from here.
Dr. Arden?
It's Oliver Thredson, are you in?
Dr. Arden.
You here?
Now, where would you keep your sodium pentothal?
She's crying.
Be
Not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Are we having a bread, Father? Did our little tryst turn your stomach into knots? Are we ready for round two? I have to admit, I found your innocence quite intoxicating.
Touch faith. We will never repeat our indiscretion again.
No, it's not what you want. You don't want to lay me on the ground. You want to bury me beneath it. That's why you're praying for strength. How will you kill me? A letter opener? No, I don't think so. Unless you hit pay dirt on the first strike, it'll be messy. What else? You could bludgeon me with the statue of St. Francis. That would be ironic, considering he renounced his debauchery before becoming a saint, and you, Father, living your life in complete reversal. Could you wrap your fingers around my throat and squeeze them? Will you use your rosary like you did with Shelley?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you have no secrets from me. Especially not after what we said. I know it all. But don't worry, Father. Your little fantasy about killing me, it hasn't put me off. Quite the opposite. I'm going to make all of your dreams come true. We will rise in the hierarchy of the church together. Bishop, Cardinal, there we even. Pope. I know it's what you want, isn't it, Monsignor? The desires of the flesh, they're nothing compared to the rewards of power and ambition.
You don't know me.
I know you're weak. But I'm strong enough for both of us. You're mine now. Body and soul.
I'm not yours. I never will be. I'd rather die than allow you to defile the church.
Are you talking? You've suddenly grown quite tiresome.
You'll not win. You could lead and defeat Sister Mary Eunice. Her purity remains alive inside. I know it.
Don't make me reconsider my largesse, Timothy.
I will cast you out and return Mary Eunice to her state of grace.
I gave you a chance, Timothy, but you've just pissed it away! I'm done with you. And with your sweet nun, I'm about to devour the last morsel of her soul! I'm tired of fighting. Now I'm let go.
Then let go of me, sister.
Beseech thee, O Lord, in thy mercy, to have pity on the soul of thy handmaid. Restore to her that portion of everlasting salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord.
She's been released from Satan's grip.
Satan's or yours?
I was told she fell from the third floor.
Evidently, it was your grip that failed her.
Her everlasting soul has been set free. Now we must help it find rest. It's time to prepare her for burial.
No. She needs to be cremated.
Cremation is a pagan practice and a denial of the doctrine of resurrection.
Monsignor, the very cells of her body were corrupted by the devil.
No. She has to be cremated.
The crematorium here at Briarcliff
is still fully functional?
Very well, I will assist.
That won't be necessary. I want to do it myself.
As a sign of sanctity, sometimes God permits the dead body to emit an odor of sweet perfume. It was said that when Santa Teresa de Avila died, the smell of roses lingered in the convent for days.
What do you smell now, Monsignor?
Nothing but decay.
Clock, right on time.
Want me to stick around? Just got some attitude today.
We'll be just fine, Carl. Thank you.
There's nothing you can do to me. Make me tell you where that tape's at.
Oh, I'm well aware of that. I diagnosed you long ago, kid. I know you'd rather die than give me what I want. But there's an impulse in you that runs even deeper than the martyr complex.
And that's your savior complex.
Particularly when it comes to women. And one would assume... children.
Kim.
Grace.
That's close enough.
That's not possible. You were
dead? At least according to Dr. Arden's post-mortem report. Now, given Grace's condition, one would either have to A, judge Arden as guilty of one of the most egregious misdiagnoses in the history of modern medicine, or conclude that he's been up to something quite extraordinary in that laboratory of his.
Grace says that's your son.
Now, what are we to make of that?
Is it true?
You believe her, don't you, kid?
What are you gonna do?
That's entirely up to you.
For you, but it's Doc Jones.
Where is the tape, you bitch?
Oliver, is that any way to speak to the mother of your unborn child? I'm the only one who knows where it is now. Kit's not going to find out. And if you do anything to him, anything at all, or anyone else for that matter, I'll find a way to get it to the police. You know I can do it, Oliver. I'm goddamn plucky, remember? Milton. Dars. No, Dolly. Quiet. Mother?
Hello, Jude.
Oh, Mother. Superior.
The Monsignor said you were speaking my name.
Wanted to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Monsignor, take me to Rome. We're going to be bold. We're getting married. He likes my cooking.
I'm a rare bird.
It's warm.
In Rome now?
She got a steal. You know the way she rubbed her
naked body on him.
Ravish me, Ren. Ravish me, Ren.
Choose. He killed her. He had to. We're getting married in the Vatican. The devil was jealous. Try and rest your mind. You're a little confused. Do you see that woman over there smoking a cigarette? Yes. Her name is Lana Winters. She doesn't belong here. I put her here.
Help her.
Thank you.